Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
Manchester City defender Kyle Walker says they must win the Champions League to repay the faith of the club's owners. City look set to win a third successive Premier League title, but must get past Real Madrid tomorrow if they are to reach the final of Europe's biggest club competition. Walker says comparisons to great Manchester United teams of the past are pointless unless they deliver continental success.
They won countless titles. We've done, you know, 5 in 6 years, hopefully, if we can cross the line on this one. But the club's missing that one. And I think for, you know, the owners, the amount of, you know, money that they've pumped into this club, you know, we owe that to them.
Weather.
Well, this afternoon will continue to be a wee bit overcast, but very warm and sunny, with temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 16 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Do you think if they don't win the Champions League, you know, the players with the little wages they earn, they could maybe repay some of the money, or do you think they won't do that? Is it just a one-sided thing where if they win the Champions League, that's repaying all the money? What do you think?
When I think of Manchester City, I used to remember when they were...
Rubbish.
Rubbish. Yeah. I was going to say a different word on the radio. But who's the guy who used to be the captain before they got good?
God knows.
Is he Ginger, maybe?
Was he Ginger?
There was an old Manchester City player.
I can't
who used
think.
To be the captain.
I don't think there were,
I feel sorry for him because he retired and then they got taken over by...
I can't remember a ginger captain playing...
Wait a minute.
Are you Googling this?
Yep.
What, ginger captain Man City?
No, back in the day, maybe his name was Sean, maybe? No, I don't know.
No,
You're talking about the era Sean Wright and Phillips played there. He was that era.
Yeah, but there was a guy. Maybe,
Ireland played there. Stephen Ireland.
Yep. Yeah, but there was a guy who was the captain, and I saw him.
Somebody will text. They always do.
Vincent Company's not Ginger.
No.
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building, this is the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, back on then for Tuesday. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Stevie on news. Producer Tommy in as well. We have a full house today.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, LF System, Afraid to Feel. Producer Tom just said, do you know that song's a year old? That's crazy.
It does, because it feels new. Still.
Feels like a brand new tune.
And Tom was just dancing to it, down the weirdest dance I've ever seen.
We were doing a warm-up.
We were dancing earlier to the new LF System tune, yeah, which dropped today or yesterday.
It's yesterday.
What's it called? Dancing...
Dancing Shoes or something.
Dancing Shoes.
I've not heard it. I've not heard it.
Yeah, we'll get it on. Probably I reckon that sounds like a Friday song.
Yes,
so
definitely.
We'll get it on Friday, new LF System. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Greatest story out today is about a man who managed to swindle a major bank out of... around £200 million.
£200 million, yeah, for not a fiver.
He's not doing a scam with a check guarantee card.
Right, okay.
For 50 quid.
No.
£200 million.
So he's gone big.
He's told them he's building an airport.
But he's not.
No.
He's not building an airport.
Nope. But they believed him, though. And so they gave him £200 million.
So he's walked in like you do if you want to loan money.
You go, right, mate,
I'm starting a business.
Start a loan, please. Yes, mate, no problem. Is it a small business you're starting? No, like an airport. I was thinking of doing an airport. All right, okay, £200 million, all right. Yeah, that sounds about right. Cheers, mate, bye.
Where's the airport?
Well, it's not there.
No. Where he must have said
he worked. He worked as a director at the Union Bank in Nigeria. So he had a pretty good idea of how the kind of financial sector worked. Decided to play it to his advantage. He made a phone call.
He'd done this over the phone. He didn't even walk in with swag.
He rang up a director for a Brazilian bank, claiming to be somebody else. He called himself somebody else. So the governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria is somebody that was there and kind of investigated. Within 3 years, during the 90s, the banker paid out a total of £242 million to this guy.
Actually, got £42 million more.
Yeah. Okay. To build the Erisats Airport. Nobody checked it existed. No one did any due diligence here. They just paid out on it.
Unbelievable.
Every scam has to come to an end. And the Brazilian bank was looking over its finances. They were just going for
they tried to land at the airport and they were going, where's the runway?
They were looking at their finances one day. They all sat round over looking at QuickBooks.
Yeah.
And they went, what's all this money here? And they went at the airport, isn't it? Or at SATS airport. They went, what? SATS airport, our local airport. They were like, we don't have an airport.
Toby!
half the money was sitting in the Cayman Islands, which is nowhere near Nigeria.
No, it's not.
That was also a bit of a giveaway. Nobody kept an eye on the money. Big black hole in the finances. No airport built from all the spending and nobody officially having an idea of what the hell was going on with the money. They put it down to fraud.
I mean, has he been arrested?
He's tried to pay back some of the money. I think he's
pound him up, pound him up.
He's done 60K so far. It's not bad, is it?
60K.
He tried to do a little bribe as well.
242 million.
He did a bribe. Bribe was refused. Only dug him into deeper trouble. Really, once he started, so he's conned them out 240 million pounds. Then he started trying to bribe them off with like, here's 50 grand. But no one wanted 50 grand.
Not going to cut it, mate.
All right. What about fast track security? Wow, I don't know whether to be ashamed for him or proud of him.
I'm proud of him.
Struggling. He did get caught. He's serving a sentence right now. That should be a film. That should be a documentary or film.
It's
got to be a Netflix doc. 3:15, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott with RD and Cat Burns. Brand new tune plays on Radio Essex. It's called Home for My Heart. Radio Essex, Tuesday, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thanks for having us on. If you're doing your GCSEs today or your A-levels, hope they went well for you. It's time now to relax and put that behind you. Crack on with the rest of the day. 16th of May, it was on this day in 1831, David Hughes invented the microphone. This gadget in front of my mouth.
You go to Dragon's Den.
Huh?
You went on Dragon's Den.
He went on Dragon's Den. He went and got this microphone. It was useless until I
invented it. Projects my voice.
Yeah. Why do you need to do that? I don't know. Because
airwaves, radio.
Makes it louder. I think it was completely useless until the DJ was invented about 10 years later. Because then a DJ went, what's this microphone? DJ? Yeah, somebody was sitting in his room and went, 1-2, 1-2.
This is good. Tony Blackburn.
In 1841.
Yeah.
Do you think if he'd had a vision about karaoke, he would have not bothered? Do you know what? This is a bad, bad idea. What else is happening today? Disney's lost 4 million subscribers. That seems a lot.
4 million?
4 million. If it gets any smaller, it will actually be a Mickey Mouse organisation. 4 million?
I don't know whether that... No. Let's appreciate the gap.
Little gap.
Yeah, no, I would...
So I'll go for Mickey Mouse organisation. Gap for people to laugh.
Now.
that's the one that the Wrexham thing's on.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised because I didn't know of any sort of adult stuff on Disney that like people like us would watch. So obviously kids would watch it for the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and all that. But with the documentary for Wrexham, I would have thought that would have been, I don't know, loads more people have gone to it.
I would have thought so.
Apparently not. And one of your favourite bands from back in the day is playing at Southend Cliffs Pavilion tonight.
So, what?
One of your favourite, but you always cite them as one of your favourite bands.
And they're playing at the Cliffs?
Cliffs Pavilion tonight.
Who?
Mike and the Mechanics.
No, they're not.
They're literally in Southend. From where we are now, they're probably about half a mile away.
I'm devastated.
Yeah, I only saw it tonight.
What am I doing now, Chris?
On the radio.
Now, what am I doing now? No. What am I doing?
Looking the wrong way?
I'm looking back over my shoulder.
Right, you're today on the road, 3:23 on Tuesday's big drive home. Any showers soon fading tonight to leave a dry night. There's no showers out there. 9 degrees the low. Tomorrow, cool start in places. Fine, dry day with plenty of sunny spells. Much like today, really, so all good. 16 degrees the high. This lady's got a brand new song out as well coming this week. Zara Larsson, here's Can't Tame Her. It's Radio Essex Regard and Ride It 3:30. Big drive home is on. Across the biggest county in the world.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. And we say this because we get a lot of texts from outside of the traditional Essex, and we call that Greater Essex.
Yeah.
So we've had texts from Arizona in Essex, Pennsylvania in Essex,
Perth,
Zimbabwe, Perth, Australia in Essex, New Zealand, over in the northern part of Essex. So what I would like to do now, because we haven't had anyone to that map for a while, so I don't know whether it's because we do it so many times that you don't get a chance to text in. So if you're listening to us from outside of traditional Essex right now, then drop us a message. Probably via the app is the easiest way to do it. You can download that wherever you get your apps from. Search for Radio Essex. You probably got it anyway. That's how you're listening to us. And just let us know where it is around the world that you are listening.
What we should do, though, we should have like a map, maybe.
There is a map.
Is there a map?
Yeah, there's a map. Producer Tom's on that.
I did a map.
He's the map. He's the map guy.
I know there's a map.
He's the map. He's the map guy. If you need a map, this is the guy to come to.
You can get that on the app or the website, right?
Yes, on the app and website.
Okay.
So yeah, go to radioessex.com. If you click on the Chris and Scott page on there, it's easy to find that. It's a picture of us.
Yeah, we look like us.
And just click on that. And then, yeah, bosh, there you are. A big map of the whole of Essex, including the likes of
Milan. An ever-growing map.
It's always growing. Milan's on there. New York's been added on there recently.
Yes.
There's so many people listening from all over the world who are being... They're being inducted into Essex, baptised into Essex. What's the word?
Inducted was better than baptised.
Sounded religious.
Yeah.
Inducted into the county of Essex.
Yeah.
So
that's not a cult. No, no.
We'll stick with
inducted into Essex. We don't want to start a cult.
No, let's not do that.
Do we?
Didn't think we were going there. Cult was next week. Okay, let's just start with getting involved first.
And then we'll do a ritual.
That's it.
No.
If you want to be inducted into Essex, then you probably don't now. Get a little bit, yeah. Get on the app, let us know where you are, and we'll give you a mention next. Jason Derulo, Mimi Webb. It's not an overreaction. It's just going to set your house on fire.
Aggressive.
It's a little bit aggressive.
Yeah, a little bit.
3:37, I've got to do two jingles now. I've got to do this one. That one Brilliant. Doesn't work anymore. Oh, here we go.
God's first time texter.
For the first time into this one.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. Because we have a first time texter on Around the World, and we are adding to the map. Hello, Mike, who says, shout out from Montreal. Love the station.
Hey!
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Montreal, we can add that to the map.
It's mad how many listeners we have in America.
It's in Canada. Don't say it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's
because that's not, like saying, I like our English newsreader. That's yeah. It's a very similar thing.
Stevie's very disappointed in me right now.
Stevie, the newsreader's giving you a very evil look.
Yeah.
It's in Canada.
Yeah, it's in Canada.
Which is North America.
Sorry, Mike.
Is that what you meant? North America?
Yeah.
Continent. You're talking about the Americas, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Mike in Montreal, thank you very much for listening. We're just picking one out there. We had a couple, but we're going to add them all to the map. So if you want to go and check out the map to see how big Essex now is, you can do that via the website. It's radioessex.com. It's Radio Essex, Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React is 3:45. Mike got back in touch from Montreal in where?
Canada.
He says, wow, that was some shout out. Thanks. Feel like a celebrity. Keep up the great work. Mike, it's our pleasure. Thank you for having us blasting out speakers in Montreal, which is quite weird from where we are in Southend. But thank you, Mike.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
So the Rewind Festival is coming. How would you fancy some tickets to go and see the likes of 5, 911? Who else is going to be there? Honeys, A1 are going to be there as well. And we could be sending you. It's on the 14th of July in Hornchurch in Essex. Amazing tribute acts. Tony Roberts will be there to DJ to keep going through the evening as well. We have 20 pairs of tickets to give away this week. All you need is to listen for Scott's voice from the big drive home. You know the one.
Hello.
Him. When you hear his voice and he's telling you to call, then call. The number you need, you can put it in your phone now so you're ready. 01702 45 50 60 to be randomly chosen, selected to win a pair of tickets to go to the 90s Rewind Festival. T's and C's online at radioessex.com. Wish you the best of luck.
Right, so this song, right, it's rubbish, isn't it? Right.
No, you can't say that.
I mean the actual when you think about what they're saying, I like the tune and that, but yeah. If I like upset Kerry, right?
Yeah.
And instead of apologising, I just put my hand on my heart and went, she's not gonna go, oh, all right then, no problem. She's gonna still be mad. It is a weird concept, isn't it? I don't get the relevance.
If you want me to come back, a simple way to do that, well, shall I ring you? No. I'll write you a love letter. No. Put your hand on your heart.
Yeah.
And then whistle. What?
It's like when I was a kid and my mum wanted me in for dinner. She didn't put her hand on her heart and whistle because I was still playing football.
And he came back to you.
Yeah, I was still playing football. Dinner was cold.
Yeah, I can see the problem with that. Niall Horan coming up with Heaven, Joel Corry, Tom Grennan, Lionheart. We've got all the hits. Becky, yours new tune on the way after four as well. This is a great story about Wagner. Do you remember him from X Factor?
Wagner. Yeah, both are correct, I think.
He reckons he's going to make millions because he's just signed up for OnlyFans.
I remember.
He's bringing the sex factor that nobody asked for.
Oh,
he's bringing it to OnlyFans. So he said that nothing will be off limits.
Oh,
and you can even hear him sing for just £8 a month.
Oh,
it sounds like a bargain.
It doesn't.
His words, not mine. Still fit, 67-year-old, joined the platform this weekend and celebrated by playing the bongos. Naked.
Wow.
He's a Brazilian guy, and he shot the film on the X Factor 13 years ago. If you don't know who it is, just Google him. Don't Google OnlyFans, just Google him.
Yeah.
And he says fans are in for a treat. And
no, they're not.
Vowed to make their day every time they log in. He told the Daily Star about his big plans and says there will be something for everyone over the age of 18 on the subscription site. I wonder if he makes money out of that.
Do you know what?
Who's going to sign up? People will, won't they?
Right. He will make money. It'll be the people that pay for the blue ticks on Twitter.
Yeah.
They've got the money. They're literally going to go, oh, that's £8. And Wagner, yeah, perfect, no problem.
I don't know which I'd rather have. I think I'd rather have the blue tick than access to all areas. I don't
want a blue tick on Twitter, but I would... if it was a choice.
If anyone subscribed, let us know what it's like.
Please don't. Send no pictures.
It's 5 to 4. It's the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you so much for having us on. Still got those tickets to give away for the 90s festival. When you hear Scott tell you it's your cue to call, that will be the time to ring. And we'll get those tickets on. No, not yet. Not yet. We'll get those tickets on the way to your news and travel on the way.
This. And the Village People have reportedly told Donald Trump to stop using their music after a video emerged of him dancing to one of their hit tracks at a campaign rally. According to reports, the band have written to Mr. Trump saying they don't want to be connected with him. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
So Donald Trump back in the news. That is probably the greatest news story I've ever heard.
Oh, sorry. Standing up to leave there.
No. That is a great news story. Can I actually have that again, but in about 15 seconds so I can do this?
Scares me.
Love this.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, I want to hear the story now over the America jingle. I love this story.
The Village People have reportedly told Donald Trump to stop using their music after a video emerged of him dancing, allegedly, to one of their hit tracks, one of them, at a campaign rally. According to reports, the band have written to Mr. Trump saying they don't want to be connected with him, which I think is good brand awareness.
Okay, so what's happened here is the Village People have got together at the local pub in the village.
Yeah.
And they've sat around a table and one of them's gone, do you see Donald Trump walking out to... probably the YMCA at a festival. No, that shouldn't be happening. We don't want to be associated with Donald Trump. And then somebody else has gone, we should write to him.
Yeah.
I'm wondering who runs Donald Trump's affair and who's thought, you know what we could do today? The Village People.
Yeah.
It's an incredible story.
Brilliant.
Which one would he be? Well, I mean, do you think the builder, the leathery one, or what else is there? There's a builder, there's a leather one.
There's a isn't there a cowboys in Indian characters in there as well? There's all sorts of people in this.
There's definitely one with a moustache. I know that much.
I think you asking us about the village people is the most ironic thing I've heard today.
It's music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex,
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Later, we were going to Stevie to ask him questions about football.
Yeah.
All right, 4:05, big drive home is on for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott with Niall Horan. This is new, this is heaven.
Turn it up louder,
Radio Essex.
Becky Hill.
Get these side effects.
Side effects, she's put off her wedding to concentrate on her career.
Has she?
Yeah, apparently so. She's supposed to be getting married and she's just like pulled it back a bit. It's like, I'm busy doing the singing.
But she's always does singing.
Yeah, but now that's what she's put her wedding on hold for the singing.
Sounds suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
I do like that tune. Lewis Thompson, Becky Hill and Side Effects on the Big Drive Home.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
So, sending you back to the 90s, going to see 5911, A1, Selena from the Honeys, DJs, live tribute acts there. It's going to be amazing. We've got 20 pairs of tickets to give away this week. And you heard Scott's voice telling you to call in, and you did. Thank you very much for that. Let's go. We've got about 5 of you on hold. Computer is selecting one of you at random now. Oh, this is like, I've got power. I now know who that person is. One else knows. I know who it is. And I can tell you, it is line one, Kirsty.
Sounds happy, Chris.
I like making people happy. Yeah. I like making people happy. Kirsty, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing perfect. Even better now.
That's incredible. So you've just dialed up and Scott told you to, and then you're off to go and see Scott and other people.
Yeah, it's not just me that's there. A1 are there, 911, and obviously 5.
Well, obviously 5, you know.
Part of the contract.
Yeah, it's part of the contract, yeah.
So you're in Chelmsford making your way home from work. What do you do, Kirsty?
I'm a taxi driver. I drive special children to school.
All right, okay. And then you just finished the afternoon school run.
I have.
Excellent. Well, when you get home and you relax, you can celebrate knowing you're off to the 90s Rewind Festival, 14th of July in Hornchurch, and you're going to go and see everybody and Scott from 5.
Yay!
So much, guys.
Now, to get you in the mood, let's get this on as well, a big 5 tune.
Yeah.
And Tom will be in touch. We'll get it all sorted out for you. Well done, Kirsty. Oh, see you later.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott. Two bad boys with the power to rock you. Yeah,
love that.
That's where I belong.
My station.
Radio Essex.
How you doing, Essex? Thank you so much for having us on. Well done to Kirsty and Chelmsford. Off to see the biggest 90s party happening this decade.
Next month,
possibly.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be. It's raising money as well for Mind, which is an incredible charity. So if you are buying your tickets, the money's going to a great cause. And you get to see 5911, A1, Selena from the Honeys, and there's more chances to win those tickets tomorrow morning with Martin and Sue when you wake up tomorrow morning. It'll be a really good gig.
It will. No, do you know what? It generally really will be, and I'm really looking forward to it.
How many songs do you do at a gig like that?
Just one. Just one of the album tracks.
One of the album tracks no one knows.
Yeah, we're doing Mrs. Opalopa. that is an album track.
That's a really cool thing to do.
We're not. No, just to confirm, we're doing all of the hits.
All the big hits.
No one complains if you sing the hits.
And yeah, that's it. Yeah, you don't get any complaints. You don't ask for refunds.
No.
Yeah, more chances to win tomorrow morning. Mine is still on The Breakfast Show. It's Radio Essex, 421 Post Malone, new tune. It's called Chemical. I'm going to get it on for you next. It's Radio Essex, Post Malone and Chemical. Are we done? doing okay? It's Chris. Big drive home. Thank you so much for having us on today. Loads going on in the world. That's including the story about a 56-year-old granny who has been revealed as one of the UK's oldest students.
Gone back to school.
She's gone back to school, 56, currently studying theatre arts at the University of Derby. Living in the hall. She's not living at home. She's living in the halls of residence.
Right, okay, right.
So doing the whole thing with loads of 18 to 21-year-olds.
I've got two things to say about this.
Go on.
Before you said that she was living in the halls, I was going to say, massively respect it. I was literally just about to say, I think it's brilliant that you've
gone back.
Joe, what? Yeah, you've gone back. You've gone, Joe, what? I didn't do well in school, or you know, I flunked out, or whatever it is, whatever the reasons, you've gone back to better yourself and do further education.
Yeah.
I applaud it.
Yeah,
brilliant.
It's great.
Living in the halls.
She's living the whole student life. She's getting discounted JD Sports.
Yeah, I mean
that's happening.
She's got a code for JD Sports, and she's going out and she's having shots on a Thursday. It's not...
And she probably won't have to pay a student loan off till she's like 110 or something.
Do you think she's getting ID'd?
That's one story I'd say. The other story out is that you, Scott, are going to be on the telly this weekend in the nicely titled Pointless Celebrities.
Yeah, I've been, this is the third time I've been on this programme, and I remember the first time we got booked, I was like, that's mean. That's just, why are they calling me a pointless celebrity?
So if you don't know, Pointless is the show that's on telly. It's a really good show. And
very good show.
When they do the celebrity version, instead of calling it Celebrity Pointless, they just call it Pointless Celebrities, which is, I think, brilliant.
Yeah, it's very
You're
good.
On it with Richie off of Five.
I am, yes.
This weekend, Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
But it got me thinking, because everyone, I mean, you're obviously on the telly because of what you do, but everyone seems to have, oh yeah, I did, I was on the back of ITV News once in the background, I waved at the camera. Everybody's got a I've been on telly story.
Yes, and it would be nice to, because to be honest, you don't need to watch it.
Oh, did you not get to the final?
I don't want to spoil it for people, but the last two times I went on, I got to the final.
You did.
This time might not have gone as well.
Okay, and that's on this weekend. But what about you, Essex? Have you been on the telly, and for what reason?
It can be like you could have been blink and you miss it type territory. But
you could have been an extra in the bill. Everyone else has.
Yeah, you've still been on the telly, and we want to support it.
I think we had a listener before. We mentioned Laura, who's a decorator, who rings up the show quite a lot. I'm sure she'd been on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, I think that did happen, yeah.
So if maybe you've been on a quiz show, maybe you won a vast amount of cash, maybe it went horribly wrong, whatever your story is, let us know. Have you been on the telly and for what reason? And you can grab us on the app as well. It's Radio Essex, the 1975 and Oh Caroline. Hope you're doing okay. 4:38, Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Thank you very much for having us on. Right, Tuesday, and we asked you, have you ever been on the telly? Wow. How famous are you lot? This
They're
is crazy.
Very famous.
Very, very good. Amy says, I was on The Only Way is Essex once. In the background. Obvs. I just got shouted at by the cameraman as the ice in my drink was apparently clinking too loud. Never again.
No, you're not allowed. You've got to be fake ice, no ice.
Linda, what you got for us?
Evening. Linda from Rayleigh. Was over West Ham once in a director's box. I had it as a treat, as a nice little present. And James Corden and Jack White were in front of us, did a little selfie, and we photobombed them. They took it in good
style. I love that. Thank you, Linda. Oh, there's more as well.
Linda from Rayleigh again. Forgot to add to that last message. Match of the day that night, we were sitting watching it, and my big fat face appeared behind Jane Corden.
Linda, I love that. Thank you very much. It's always good when you go to the football and you see yourself on the telly afterwards.
You always on
we said before,
day, yeah.
My season ticket's behind the goal at Watford, so when we're not shooting that way, we get quite a lot of exposure.
You're not on Match of the Day anymore, though, are you?
No, it's not. No. It's the... I kind of don't even know what it's called.
No,
EFL.
Focus,
it's not at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
It's really good. Claire in Langdon Hill says, I was on Annika Rice's Christmas Day in 1989. Did Annika Rice used to do that before Noel Edmonds did his Christmas Day show?
I think he must have done.
She was on there with Christopher Biggins.
Nice man.
I got a Christopher Biggins story.
Have you?
Yeah. This is got a random thing that happened to me. I was at a Christmas party when I worked in London, and we were coming out of the West End in the back of a taxi, and in the taxi behind us, Christopher Biggins was in the taxi behind us being taken wherever he was going. So we just started waving at him and really annoying him and pulling faces and stuff, and he stuck his middle finger up it. And my boss went, that's Christopher Biggins.
Very good.
Laura says, you said I was on Deal or No Deal. No, I was on The Chase.
Oh.
I got knocked out by the Cineman just before the final, but good memory, Chris. Well, it wasn't really good memory.
No, because you got the wrong game
show. Wrong. Yeah. Thank you, Laura, for that. Any more stories about you being on telly? Why were you on telly? What happened? Did anything embarrassing happen? Did you win a load of money on a quiz show? Oh, I like Claire's. I was on Crime Watch, and I thought, oh, I knew somebody was saying it. She went, no, actually, I was. I was reenacting an incident.
Oh, okay, that's
it
better.
Wasn't like a photo fit of Claire. It was an actual, she was an acting gig. Free tour, Fatboy Slim, and Praising You on the big drive home is 10 to 5. Chris and Scott for Tuesday.
It's funny how a song can split opinion in a room, can't it? I said, do you know what? I really like this version. I just looked up at Tom, and he went, no. Straight away.
Tom's not here for that song.
No, he's not here for that at all.
But it is a good show. I like it as well. And that's, you know, we like it. That's all that counts.
It's all that counts, Tom.
10 to 5. Thank you for all your I've been on the telly brags. This is great on the text. Ryan says, I was on BT Sport, Southend versus Woking, 3-2. I've got the video.
I've got it on VHS.
Holly says, I was on TV for like 1 minute talking to Princess Anne as we went with a friend to a garden party at Buckingham Palace. Nothing embarrassing happened, but it was my 60 seconds of fame. I was also in Asda and bumped into Ross McGrain.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
I can't believe you've gone with Princess Anne and Ross McGrain in the same brag.
And I think the bigger brag's Ross McGrain, if I'm honest.
Unbelievable, mate. Unbelievable.
Hello to Kaylee, who says, I was on Say Yes to the Dress when it was being filmed from Lakeside Shopping Centre. Still occasionally gets aired now. Nothing more disconcerting than seeing your face on TV when you're not expecting it, especially when you're not with the groom anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow, dear. It's been repeating for so long that it's... that's aged quite badly. Thank you, Kaylee. I've been on the Russell Harty show. What's the Russell Harty show?
I don't know.
Definitely showing my age. Right, okay. BBC. I do vaguely remember Russell Harty. Didn't he fall out with Grace Jones quite famously on the telly?
I literally do not know who Russell Harty is.
A local driving instructor used to do different stunts. And whilst laying on a bed of nails, we had to stand in him.
We had to stand...
Sandwich him between two beds of nails and stand on... Oh, you literally did stand on him. Oh.
Oh, on him, not in him.
Yeah, that you've put in him. I'm presuming you mean on him.
I think on
big
him.
Big difference.
In him would have hurt.
Sandwich him between two beds of nails and then stood on a spade whilst balancing Russell Harty show sounds great.
It
Why
sounds
is that not
really
anymore?
Good.
Thank you very much for that. I didn't get your name, but thank you to the 412. Alfie, I've got yours coming up very soon. Kim coming in, 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. When and why are we on the telly and did anything embarrassing happen? That's what we want to know, because Scott is going to be on the telly this weekend.
And something embarrassing definitely happened.
Yeah, on Pointless. You can see that this weekend with Scott. Right, 9:05. News and travel coming up. We'll do some more of those in just a sec as well. And Eurovision's Mae Muller. Here's our Rota song. It's Radio Essex, Mae Muller, and I wrote a song 6:05 on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Thank you so much for having us on. Hello to Claire. Talking about being on the telly, she said, I had a painting in Tony Hart's gallery back in the day.
I definitely know Tony Hart.
Yeah, he did that show, and then you could send your paintings in, and he would air them and put them up on the big display, and you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm famous. Melanie here. I was on Good Morning with my sausage dog, Maisie. Philip Schofield had a few dogs on trying to do homemade doggy dinners. You mean this morning? Maisie was a bit tubby, so I only got to the cooked apples, but she stole another dog's salmon. Live on the telly.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool. And my mother-in-law, Karen's mum, was walking past where they filmed this morning. And
well,
they
past the window?
Yeah, past where they filmed. When it was filmed on Embankment.
Yeah,
it's filmed at BBC now. But when it was filmed on Embankment, she was walking past and they roped her in. And she got fed by Gino De Campo. She was in there trying out
the really?
Food. Yeah, on the telly.
Brilliant.
I remember watching it going... Karen, your mum's on the telly.
Your mum's on this morning.
That was pretty cool. Ralphie says, afternoon, gents, went to England when we won the World Cup in 2003. This would be the rugby. There was an official programme made of the street presentation. I was the one hanging off the lamppost lines, says Lou.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Lou Mob. I don't know what that meant. No. Des in Southend was on Trisha's show. She was the original Jeremy Carl.
Yes.
Well, she was, Jerry Springer was the original Jeremy Carl. Then Trisha was next, and then it was Jeremy Carl. Keep those coming in. Grab us on the app as well. We'll do some more of those just after we update news next at 5.
Woo! Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 16 degrees. I checked and I was like, nah, this is not true.
Probably summer.
This is, 16 degrees still outside.
Amazing.
That's good.
Have you ever been on telly?
Apart from when I bunked off school to be in the background of the Big Breakfast.
What, you went down to Camden Lock?
Johnny and Denise used to do this tour around the UK.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And me and my mates bunked off school, and I got home after bunking off school and then hiding on the bus network across Edinburgh for the rest of the day. And it was old VHS times, because I'm an old man, and my mum was like, how was school? And I was like, oh my God, it was amazing. And she was like, why the were you at the big breakfast? And I was like, I wasn't. And then she popped in the VHS, and here's me. And I was the only one, like an idiot.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Have I been
getting caught on the telly? That's genius.
Yep. Getting caught bunking off school I was jigging up and down.
Linda and Rayleigh's got another one. Go for it, Linda.
Rayleigh, I've just said another fault. I'm on a roll today. Not about me, but an old teacher. She was a right old baggage to her. She was horrible. We were all too thick, far too stupid, and we're never going to amount to anything. And then I saw her on The Chase a couple of years ago, and she did abominably. She didn't get past the first little bit. She got $4,000 in her chase and then got knocked straight out because she went for the big money. It was brilliant. And we took great pleasure. Next time we saw her, we said how thick she was and that she'd never have.
That's brilliant. Got your own back.
That is the type of karma that everybody deserves.
It's true. Thank you, Linda.
Right now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the 190s.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 5 o'clock. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Tuesday. A little bit of sunshine still out there and quite warm. So let's get on the Jonas Brothers, because this song sounds amazing on a summer's day.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Alok, Air, Kenny Dope and Deep Down. 5:10, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott until 6. Lauren here from 6, looking after things for Joe Kinch, of course. A couple more TV shows you've been in. We should have some music on. Should we have a TV? We can have either Hawaii 5-0, Match of the Day, Rainbow, The A-Team, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I think I want... Do you know what? I was going to say A-Team, but yeah. I think I want Rainbow.
You want the Rainbow?
I think so.
No one wants Hawaii 5-0.
I think I want Rainbow.
Sandra in Southminster says, Chris, not my claim to fame, but many moons ago, my son was filming an advert at Pineapple Studios in London. When who should be next door? Yes, 5 Bad Boys with the Power to Rock You. So lovely, they popped in and said hi to the kids. They were amazing. My son was 6 at the time. He's now 31.
Wow. How to make someone feel old.
I love that.
Wow.
Angie in Wisconsin, which of course is in Essex, in the greater part of Essex. I was in a commercial for a law firm that aired during the Super Bowl. I just started a new job and none of my co-workers knew I was in this silly commercial. I was so embarrassed. That's like big audiences, like multi-million audiences. Ed from Braintree says, I've been an extra in Hollyoaks and Brookside, having a beer at Bev's Bar and the Duck on the Pond Pub, and I've also been on Blue Peter back in the day, and I have a badge to prove it, says Ed.
I've got a badge as well, Ed. So, you're in my gang.
You can hang out in art galleries with Scott for free. Judith says, hi, me and my friends were in the background of Sky News. We call ourselves the Bike Angels of Basildon and just go out and have fun and make people smile. We've met so many lovely people over the years. Great show, guys. Thanks for making us smile. Judith's not a problem. So what they do is they go out, they're dressed in like, they've got the Union Jack paraphernalia on as well. So whenever there's sort of a royal event or something, these girls go down there and they're known as the Bike Angels of Basildon. Thank you, Judith. Jordan says, afternoon, boys. Been on TV a couple of times. First was many years ago when I was in a Wickford Youth Band playing the bass drum on the Disney Channel. The second, not so great. My friend was auditioning for Britain's Got Talent. They didn't make it to TV, but I did for 5 seconds, looking around and licking my lips. What a sight, says Jordan. And finally, Alfie, who says, I was baby Corinthian in 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Wow!
Yeah. he was the baby in Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps.
Love that.
16 years ago. Alfie, thank you for that.
Rainbow
into Miley Cyrus River, which remarkably sounded quite good.
It didn't even clash.
12 minutes after 5, big drive home. A to Z of music on the way. Miley Cyrus and River, big drive home. Radio Essex, Josh, what have you got for us?
Hi guys, it's Josh from South Woodham. I don't know if you remember the ball game Dream Phone back in the 90s, I think it was. Well, put it this way, I was a character on the game and had a fake name, John.
So we've just looked this up. I didn't remember the...
I vaguely remember the name Dream Phone, but I couldn't remember what it was.
We've seen your picture, Josh, as John. We've seen your alter ego of John.
Yeah, you're all over Google. It's a game that was out in, it looks like the 90s, and there's big pink phones with it. Maybe
they're Dream Phones.
Yeah, thank you, John, for that.
No, he's not called John. Don't call him John.
No, but that's what his name suggests.
Why would you change your name? You've just called, Ian Beale instead of calling you, that's what you've done. You've characterised it. Josh.
Sorry, Josh, when you went to this meeting and they said to you, listen, the only problem is your face is great, you look amazing, really nice funky shirt you're wearing on your picture as well, looks incredible. When they said, but the only problem is your name's not quite right. If you get your name replaced to make it sound better with John, that doesn't say a lot about your original name.
No, it doesn't.
We're going to give you a more showbiz name. We're going to give you a more dynamic name. And we're going to give you more of a Hollywood name. Oh, what are you calling me? We're going to go with John. I just don't know. I'd be offended if they changed my name to John.
I've actually got a very quick one for you where I was very, very deeply offended.
Yeah.
So I got, I was on an advert for Boots back in the 90s, and I was so excited. It was my first big bit of work, pre-five, and I had talking lines and everything. Then my mate James voiced it because my voice wasn't good enough. so now I'm in the advert, and all that, I only had one line. I had to say thanks, Rachel, but I wasn't posh enough. So now he dubbed my voice. He came in the next day, he went, I've just dubbed you on that advert. And I went, yeah, of course you have. And then when I see the advert, it's me, it's James going, thanks, Rachel. It really, really upset me.
That's not very nice at all. We shouldn't do that here.
No, definitely
no,
not.
Definitely.
No, no.
18 minutes after 5, so the A to the music is on the way. We're on the letter K. We'll find out who you think should be going through on the A to the music in just a second. And a look at the roads across Essex. Busy one tonight. Full update next. Radio Essex, David Guetta, Anne-Marie and Baby Don't Hurt Me. It's 5:24. It's Chris and Scott. Big drive home. Radio Essex looking for you to end the show tonight. If you weren't one of the lucky people to text in to say, I've been on the telly, you can be... on the next time we do that feature where it's who's been on the radio.
Yeah.
I was on the radio, I ended the show once.
This could be your claim of fame today.
Exactly that. So if you want to end the show tonight, if you want to do it, because you'd be famous, if you want to do it in the style of a famous celebrity, because we're talking about TV and that type of thing today, absolutely go for it.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like that. How would you do that?
I'm just thinking how you talk when you walk in the building. Somebody make me tea. Something like that.
Where are my sunglasses?
Yeah, that's it. All of those type of things.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
I would suggest that you just do it maybe Tuesday, complete it, mate. Now, where's my driver? Or something like that.
Or where's my driver? And then whatever way you want to do
whichever
it, you've got to say the words, Tuesday, completed it, mate.
And if you do that, you could be the star of the show.
Famous.
You could be famous. Get involved. You can do that via the app. If you've got the app, Radio Essex, if you haven't, just download it. It's free from the App Store and the Google Store, which is called the Play Store.
It is called the Play Store.
Go and get it. It's Radio Essex. You can send voice notes through there, and we could be playing you out at the end of the show. Right, let's go with Pink, Never Gonna Not Dance Again, and the A to Z coming next. Never Gonna Not Dance Again from Pink. Thank you so much for having us on, Chris and Scott, on the big drive home. We are looking for the letter K on the A to Z of music. We're just about to do that, but it's a Tuesday today, so it's dance acts and
DJs,
rap stars and DJs. Yeah, let's do it
now. The A to Z of music.
So, 8 cent of music, dance acts, we're looking for DJs, hip-hop artists. So Monday is always solo artists, Wednesday is always groups. So this is kind of the other ones.
Yeah, the other people.
Yeah, the other ones. So I think in a dance acts, K-Class would be appropriate to put
in
there.
Yes, it would be.
Casey and JoJo could squeeze into that category, is what I'm just saying. So there's loads. Kasheen is another great act that could fit into that group. Let us know who you think. Just grab us on the app as well as we go for the A to Z of music on the letter K. What you got, Essex? Should be a dry night tonight, down to 9 degrees. Tomorrow, cool start. A bit like today, really. Fine day. A bit of cloud, but sunny spells. Highs tomorrow, 16 degrees. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home for Tuesday. This Sam Ryder, Mountain.
I was born to be.
And you've been voting for your favourite rap star, dance acts and hip-hop artists, beginning with the letter K for the A to Z of music. And these are the tunes that you can vote for tonight. Kygo. Legend.
Brilliant.
Love this guy. So Kygo, if you want to hear Kygo, put that in your message box now, 81400, put the word Kygo, and we could be playing Firestones before the end of the show tonight. Or, and I mean, this is big in Essex. This is like an Essex anthem.
Go on. Oh!
Here it is.
Get it on. Get it on.
Casey and JoJo with Tell Me It's Real. If you want to hear this version, the proper version, the garage version, let us know and we'll get this on for you as well. So Casey or Kygo, use the app as well and we will play the winning one tonight just before 6 o'clock.
Ooh. Doctor, doctor. Doctor, doctor.
You have missed it. I can see your little face when we played it. You were like, oh, it's
Doctor.
You literally, as soon as we played it, you were like, it's Doctor, Doctor,
Doctor, Doctor,
Doctor, Doctor song.
Yes, love it.
It's not the Doctor, Doctor song. It is Ray and Escapism.
It should have been called Doctor,
the Doctor, Doctor,
Doctor
song.
Yes.
It's Chris and Scott, big drive home. It's Tuesday and we've been voting, or you've been voting for your favourite, well, it's kind of rap, DJ, disco, R&B song, beginning
yes.
with K.
Yes.
We'll find out what that is in just a second. Coming up after us at 6 o'clock tonight, it is Lauren.
Hello.
Off of Ross and John and Lauren.
Yes. In for Joe Kinch.
In for Joe Kinch without Ross and John.
Yeah, I know.
Doing it on your own.
Lonely. I mean, I do anyway on the weekends.
You do what you do at the early breakfast at the weekend.
Yeah. 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. little plug.
Yeah. But, you were interested in the fact we were talking about like meeting celebrities and being on the telly and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Why?
Well, my mum rang me and she was like, don't forget to tell Chris and Scott that your granddad was on Blue Peter.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. What was he doing?
He was a gymnastics teacher.
Yeah.
And they took a display on to Blue Peter.
What, and he had to do stuff live on Blue Peter?
Yes, well, he didn't. The kids did.
No, the kids did.
But, yeah, we've gone searching for this clip and they don't have it anymore.
You can't find it anywhere?
No.
Have you tried the BBC?
Yeah, they can't find it in their archives.
It's not on YouTube, nothing, no?
It was a little bit before YouTube.
Yeah, I was on Blue Peter and that's on YouTube.
Yeah, because somebody uploaded it, digitalised their VHS collection.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I think it was a long time ago.
Have you been on the telly?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Oh, yes, actually, Paralympics, when that came to London.
Yeah.
A little moment when it panned the audience.
What, and they panned on you?
Yeah.
How many seconds are we talking to something for?
Oh, probably about a good 3 seconds.
Was it the opening thing or was it just one of the days?
Oh, no, it was just one of the days.
I went to the closing thing there for the Paralympics. Coldplay were on.
Oh, wow.
At the West Ham place.
And
it was incredible. I don't think it was called the West Ham place.
No.
London Stadium.
London Stadium is what it's called.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the West Ham place. Yeah, the London Olympics. God, that's so long ago.
Mm. Was. And that was a brilliant performance.
It got announced and it was like ages away. Oh, it's going to be ages away. Then it happened and now it's like 10, 12 years ago.
Man. Oh my God, but that is ridiculous.
That's crazy. So what's coming up on the big show tonight, Lauren?
The big show?
Well, we're the warm-up, so you're obviously
yes.
the big show.
Oh, thank you so much for noticing. I'm changing things up a bit.
All right, okay.
We're going to play
Backtrack. Day two, and you're literally moving the furniture around.
Yeah. Hang on, 1 minute, I can hear Joe Kinch. He's just pulling up now. So what do you mean you're changing it up a bit?
I've locked him out. We're having a change up. This is my show now.
Yeah.
Officially.
For the week.
For the next 3 days. People are like, no. And yes, we're going to play Backtrack at 6:30. Ready.
Okay. Right. So in literally half an hour, you can get involved in Backtrack. Hot 7 at 7 coming up at 7. Obviously, we're not changing that much, are we?
No, that's going to be... No, sure. No, you've got to keep that one.
Stick that at 7.
All right,
And all the usual stuff with Lauren coming up after 6 tonight. Who do you reckon won, Lauren? Casey and JoJo or Kygo?
Well, I'm thinking Kygo.
Are you?
You're what?
You're wrong.
Oh, no.
It's one of the best songs in the world.
I don't know it.
Yeah, you do. It's a big garage anthem.
You don't know this, oh, you're too young.
No, don't know it?
Still don't know it?
No.
Enjoy it, you'll love it.
Sounds good though, I like it.
It's a good tune. Casey and Jojo winning on the title fight tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow. And Ryan ending the show in the style of the X Factor voiceover. I don't know why.
No.
But that works, why not do that? Next, Lauren is here. We're here tomorrow from 3. Have a good night.
Ta-da. See ya.
Tuesday, completed in May.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.